how I view all my charts in a candlestick format. And as you can see, I keep my indicators to a minimum. Now I can tell from looking at a chart if a share is healthy or unhealthy by how it's trending. Just like a doctor can take a look at your blood results to tell you your health, I can look at a chart to see the health of a share. Now the chart I currently have open is a nice healthy share and has a nice rising share price, and this is the sort of share that I would want to own. If I scroll back through the chart, there was a point where this share was unhealthy and it had a falling share price, and this is not the sort of share that I would want to own. I might short sell it during this time so I can profit from the falling share price, but I'm not interested in owning it until it becomes healthy again. Once it becomes healthy, I'm happy to stay with it, and I will have a trailing stop loss that I use to tell me when to get out of the share. Now what I want to show you next is how I run a market scan. MetaStock is a very powerful program that allows me to not only view charts of shares but code my own personal market scans based on my trading rules and create my own indicators. To run a scan, I launch this Explorer, and in here I have my trading systems coded. I trade two main systems, a weekly system and a daily system. The weekly system is my long-term trend following system, and I run this scan at the end of each week looking for shares that are in the early stages of an uptrend. And my goal is to stay with these shares for the longer term until my long-term trailing stop loss is hit. The second system is my daily system. This is my swing trading system, and it has an average hold time of 30 days and aims at taking out a swing move in an already trending share. I will run a scan for this system now to show you how it works. I'm going to run the scan on the ASX 200 stocks. Once the scan is complete, I hit the reports button and all the shares that meet my entry trigger criteria for this system appear in the report. Now if I'm looking at opening a new trade today, I will be selecting a share from this list if there is something that I like. So what I do next is I will open all the charts that come up in the scan, and I will view all of these charts to select the best looking share based on my visual trading rules. Once I find a share I like and I decide to buy, I will apply my trailing stop loss to the chart, and I will show you how I do this now by applying my daily system template to this chart. As you can see, there are blue arrows on this chart, and each time a blue arrow appears, this is the entry trigger for my system, and it means that the share will come up in the report from the scan that day. The line underneath the candlesticks is my trailing stop loss indicator line, and I will stay with the trade until such a time as this stop is hit. So once I select a trade, the next thing I do is I go to my Smart Trader spreadsheet and I go to the position sizing calculator. And the position sizing calculator is where I input the information for that share, and it will determine how many shares I can buy based on my money management rules. And these rules are all covered in my training programs. I will then place a trade with my online broker and set my initial stop loss. I then set up a trade worksheet where I complete all the details of the trade, and I will use this to track and manage the trade as it progresses. And finally, I will add the chart of the share that I just purchased to my favourites folder so that I can keep track of it. Now all of this activity takes about half an hour of my time per day, as I have it all coded and systemised. Once I am fully invested in the market, it's a matter of managing the trades I have open by moving stop losses as they go my way. I have money management strategies that I adhere to do this.
I hope you enjoyed that little presentation that I put at the front of this video. It's David Jennings here from the Online Trading Mastermind, and I just wanted to give you some insight into where we can get your trading to, the level at which you can operate at, because I want you to be a confident, consistent, disciplined trader. And that's what this webinar is all about. It's the third and final one in this series that I'm doing with Justine Pollard. We're going to talk about the Online Trading Mastermind. But first, I want to handball, I suppose, straight to Justine and get her to tell us a little bit about her story, about how she got her trading up to that level and that level of automation that we just saw in that video. So Justine, just like to welcome you to the call.
Thank you, David. It's great to talk with you again. And as you know, I love sharing and talking about trading because it's one of my passions in life. So just before we get started, I've got my disclaimer on the screen just to reconfirm to everybody that I'm not licensed to give personal financial advice. This disclaimer is also included at the bottom of the web page for you to read in detail as well. And it just confirms that, you know, any trading examples that you're going to see in this video, everything's for illustrative purposes. Okay, so what I want to talk to you today is share a bit of my journey as a trader, because I've been there and done that too. And trading is one of those careers where you'll learn a lot about yourself. It's a real journey of self-discovery, and the reason why it's such a journey of self-discovery is because you've got your own personal money in the market. And when your own personal money gets put in there, your emotional intensity around that increases. And I can tell you, I know, because I've been through it and I made plenty of mistakes in the book. You know, I started trading full-time back in 2001. I was a... Before that, it was a hobby. I bought my first lot of shares back over 20 years ago when I left high school with the help of my grandfather. He basically said, you know, here's four shares. That, you know, you've got some money saved up. Here's four shares to invest in and reasons why. And he uses fundamental analysis. So it all sounded fantastic what he was telling me, you know, buy a bank for this reason and buy this sort of share for that reason. And so I just did what he told me to do. And that was back in the 90s. So you could pretty much buy anything back in the 90s and you did all right because we had a really strong bull market in the 90s. So, and I was able to then use that money. I kept those shares for 5 years and I was able to use that money for a deposit for my first home. So I definitely had a very good experience to start with. So I was very keen to continue to trade. So I just went on the path of learning as much as I could on all types of investing and self-managing my superannuation fund so I could start to take control of that. And basically, I was more of a long-term trader, and it wasn't till 2001 that my husband and I decided, well, let's, you know, it's time now. Let's see if I can make a living out of this. I'll leave my full-time job. I had his income still coming in, so we weren't dependent on the income at that stage. And I didn't have kids at that stage either, so there was no dependence in that regard either. So I could really give it a good go. Now, it definitely was a good go because I thought the more that you traded, the more often that you traded, the more money that you would make. Well, that was very far from the truth. You know, it's seeing dollar signs and you think the faster you do it and the more often it's all just going to happen. So I started off lacking patience, as you do, just wanting it all to happen now, very attracted to the short-term trading. I was still had a long-term system running on my super fund, which just sort of let be, and was trying everything else, different instruments, options trading, warrants trading. CFDs came into play in Australia in 2002, and trying all different kinds of methods and strategies around that. And, you know, a whole lot goes on when you trade in the market. There's that little voice inside your head when you open a trade and then, you know, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? And that fear of missing opportunities. And some of these fears and that self-talk create, you know, you project that into the market. So I was over trading. I didn't have, you know, a portfolio heat strategy where I managed my total open market risk. I didn't even have a, you know, a very good position sizing strategy. I just wanted to be in the market and I was just following a few things that I'd learnt over a couple of courses and just giving it a go. And I did have a wonderful time and it all went really well for a while there. But because I was over trading and overexposed, when the World Trade Center crash happened, as I discussed before, I basically lost all those profits plus more in that one day. So it was a huge awakening for me, and that's when everything changed. And, you know, of course, with trading, hindsight's always wonderful. We can look back and see what we should have done and could have done and didn't do and so on. And this is all, you know, things as a trader that you progress through. And that self-talk in your head that goes on, and you really do have to have a, you know, become an observer of your thoughts and realise what you're saying to yourself inside your head. Because if you do want to become a peak performer, you need to, you know, be in control and be disciplined. And that's part of a journey that you will go through, and many of you may have already gone through that journey, and you're at the stage where you just basically want to get a trading system together and start trading more consistently. And my trading plan then evolved after the World Trade Center crash, and the money management rules became the key focus of everything that I did after that, and for very good reason, of course. So I'm just going to go to the next slide. Oops, there we go. So as I've already mentioned, there's lots of things to deal with as a trader. And because I was full-time trading, all that happened very quickly for me. You know, the shorter term that you're trading, the quicker everything happens. So I learnt a lot about myself. And one of the things that I also did was I started a self-awareness journal to really become aware of my thoughts, aware of what I was doing in the market, trying to discover what were my weaknesses, what was I doing wrong. And also started developing that smart trader spreadsheet so I could track and manage all my trading and had that good record keeping structure and a trading diary as to, you know, why I opened the trade, why I exited the trade, any other comments, and I could go back and review all that information. So having that diary and going back and reviewing it, that's where I could see where key things were going wrong. And as I talked about in the last webinar, one of my key problems was taking profits too early on things. I didn't have a problem getting out when a share turned into a loss and it hit my stop loss, because one thing I did start with was always having a stop loss on anything that I did. I know that is an issue for some people, and if that is the case, then you need to have a facility where you can set stop losses in the market and they will be acted on for you. These days with online brokers, that's a pretty normal functionality that they do offer. Some brokers charge for it and other brokers don't. So it's realising, well, this is what, you know, I know what I should be doing and I'm not doing this. What can I do to stop me, you know, stop that from happening? And that might be to find a broker where you can set stop losses with. Mine was taking profits too early. So once I started to see some profits on the table, I used to fear losing those profits. So I'd shut the trade down. And what I was doing in that regard was capping my profits and not letting my profits run. So I had to find a way to overcome that. And, so I was continuing my journey of learning through other seminars and events and videos and tape recordings. I mean, back then it was videos and tapes. Now we're CDs and DVDs. Or everything's online as well, which is even better. So you don't have to physically get up and go to a three-day event, because that's a lot of time out. To go to these big events too, but I went to a lot of these things and picked up some good stuff but also picked up some not so good stuff and really realised where some of these events were lacking, especially in the money management area, not telling you how to exit. They're all focused on the entries, and as you progress as a trader, you realise that the entries are only a small part of it all. You really have to focus on how am I going to get, you know, when's the best time to get out of this particular trade? What am I going to do? It's all about the risk and the money management, because that's the only control that you have. So I became very determined to become that peak performer. And any time I realised the weaknesses, I would look at ways of overcoming that. So I talked about how selling half is a strategy, you know, so I wasn't entirely closing out all of my trade to protect my profits. That way you're leaving some money open on the table. So that was something that I brought into play at that stage. So it's discovering those sort of things, and they're just some examples, and I could go on and on with many other examples. But what I decided was I want to become the best I can be as a trader, just like an athlete wants to become the best they can be in their field. And I can look back now and say, you know, the amount of money that I spent in those days of trading was like a university degree. But all that was part of my journey, and it was all part of me being able to master that art of trading and get really clear on my trading plan and develop that solid trading plan. And that is something that I personally evolved to suit myself and to suit my lifestyle, which, as I said, I've got two young children, so I developed a trading system where I knew that when I started a family, I would be able to continue to trade the stock market.
I'm curious, Justine, going through that story, and someone who's listening to this right now, like, they've got this internal dialogue going, yeah, well, what does that mean to me? And I suppose the real question is, where do they get started and how do they get started implementing this? You've now got all of these things in place. What advice might you have for someone who's getting started themselves?
Well, don't overcomplicate it, basically, because I completely overcomplicated trading. I learnt that much and read that many books and went to that many events, and in the end I fell in love with so many indicators, because with technical analysis there's hundreds of indicators you can choose from, and I used to have this 10 indicator checklist, and I had overcomplicated it, and I basically forgot everything. I just let everything go and went back to the basics, and the basics was pure trend trading. So I really want to make the point of saying you have to keep it simple. I mean, we think trading has to be harder than it is, when it doesn't. Start out, you know, with a simple breakout or retracement system, and most importantly, have some key money management rules wrapped around that. Stop reading trading books. I don't read anything on trading because there's nothing more I want to know about it. There comes a point where you develop a system, and you just have to stick with that system and run with that system and not keep adding and overcomplicating it all the time, because we go on this search for the holy grail and there is no holy grail. So it's all about something, a system that suits your lifestyle, and also, you know, selecting the instrument around that. So if, you know, for example, shares and CFDs, you can trade long-term, short-term and medium-term, but CFDs are probably not suited to long-term trading. They're more for the short to medium term. Shares are very suitable for long-term trading. Short-term trading, you know, that would be more so with CFDs or foreign exchange or futures, ETFs, options and so on. So whatever your style you've decided you're going to trade, you have to find an instrument around that. And also a system that's going to help you identify the trades. You can spend as much time as you like analysing companies and deciding on this, but how many hours do you have to do that? There are going to be a lot of hours when you're first learning, but eventually when it becomes second nature, it will get a lot easier. And some days I only spend 5 minutes on trading, other days it might be 15 minutes, and I might do more on the weekends because I'm analysing the index and the sector charts as part of that. And that's something that I also share, is this is what I do as part of my trading routine in my courses, and really showcase that. So you have to find a mentor and a course that basically makes up your view of the world, your style of trader that you want to be. And, and it, you know, the more people you learn from, the more books you read, they're just going to continue to overcomplicate it. So it comes to a stage where once you've found it, sit down, write that trading plan, get solid with it, analyse charts, go through, back test it if you need to. Some people need to spend that time back testing to build confidence with it. Other people are just happy to run with the system. So, and that's where everybody's going to be different.
Yeah, I like, for me personally, I have, just like a lot of people listening to this, bought so many different courses, read so many different books, and I've done all of that work. And I think one of the things that really impresses me most about you, Justine, is you've managed to pull the best of the best from all of the different places, pare it down into one single space. So, I mean, someone who's wanting to learn to take their trading to the next level can just go to one place and have a very systematic approach that ties everything in together. And I think you've got a fantastic story to see you've come from those humble beginnings, and talking about when the market crashed and how you responded to that, and how you realized that, hang on, I don't have a proper trading plan in place. And that really set you on that journey. And I think a lot of people now, especially with what's happening in the market, they're finding themselves in a similar situation. We talked about this in one of the other webinars, this idea that they might very well be sitting in the same place you were, and they're coming up to that decision time when they need to make the decision to go, this is going to be my turning point. This is the point when I design a profitable trading system and start it in motion and get it in place and turn your trading around. I think for you, Justine, as well, like you've already proven that your methods work, and more importantly, they can be taught through your book and through your coaching program. And I mean, you've had all your trades, you document inside the mastermind, you document your trades, your actual live trades and how you've traded for that quarter, and you've been involved in different CFD competitions. You had that teleseminar series where you really just gave some people some tremendous insight into the way that you do it. And the best thing as well, and this is for me, wanting to find someone who we can share this information through to my group of people, is that you're licensed to educate. You're in a position where you can freely share that sort of info, and you can talk about, you know, here's what you need to know to make it happen, and piece that all together. Because oftentimes, you know, people are held back with what they can say just by not having that appropriate licensing. Now, I suppose this sort of brings us full circle and brings us up to why we've brought about the Online Trading Mastermind. I think there are a lot of other coaching programs out there and trading courses where you just, you don't get to see the real deal. You don't get to see the live trades, and ultimately, in the back of your mind, whether you're conscious of it or not, it just sort of undermines your belief in whether or not that's going to work. And and when we started up the Online Trading Mastermind, we wanted to make sure that we put something different out there. We wanted to have a coaching program, a centralized place where you could switch off everything else and you could just hook into a mastermind group, a supportive group that had a real documented, systemized approach to trading that everybody was reading from the same hymn book, so to speak, so that everybody was going through that same process. And that's where the Online Trading Mastermind sort of grew out of. Initially, we ran the Online Trading Mastermind in its very, very early days. We got started with Stuart, but it didn't quite sort of evolve into the direction that we'd hoped. And then I think it was last year, or it was a little over 12 months ago, Justine came on board and we opened up the Online Trading Mastermind with Justine. And I think, you know, having gone through a full year now, looking back and seeing the success that the people who have gone through the program are starting to achieve, I think we're really starting to reach our objectives of what it is that we've planned for, what our goal was for this mastermind group when we first started it out. And for me, I think a great way to explain it and some inspiration is a story about the turtles, the turtle traders. I don't know if you've heard this story or not, but back in the 70s and 80s, there was a guy called Richard Dennis, and you can see the photo of him on the screen in the bottom right-hand corner. And this guy was a natural trader, and he traded in the pits in Chicago, and he made millions of dollars in profit. And it was funny, in those early days for him, he thought, you know, I'm not anything special. He didn't think that he was born with these innate skills on how to be a trader. He thought it's something that he'd developed, and he really believed that he could teach anybody to trade profitably. All they would need is his set of rules and a little bit of coaching, and then they would start to evolve and grow into great traders. Now, at the time, his business partner, Eckhard, when they were having discussions, said, no, this isn't the case. You're 37, it's 1983, and Richard, you've traded $200 million in profit. That's how much profit he'd taken out of the market. And that was back in 83, so that's some serious money back then. And he said, look, you're a natural, you're a savant. And they had this little discussion and disagreement between them where Richard said, look, I know I can teach people. And Eckhard said, no, I don't think you can. So they ended up deciding, well, let's have a little bit of a friendly competition here, a little bit of an experiment. And what their plan was, they ran some ads, and they ran them in the New York Times and Barron's magazines and the Wall Street Journal, and they ran one of these little wanted ads. You know those ads, you probably see them sometimes when you flip through to the back of newspapers, and they've got these little ads written surrounded by all of these ads that are promising the world and then usually end up delivering nothing. And what they said is, look, we're looking for people to take part in our little program here, and we're going to teach you how to trade profitably. We're going to give you the trading system that you need. And they had over 1,000 people respond to that initial ad, and from that they chose 20 people. They wanted a wide variety of people from a whole lot of different backgrounds. They got a bartender, and they had people who went through school and who didn't go through school. They even had someone who had a professional Harvard MBA. But the moral of the story was that they really wanted to make sure that they had a good group of people, so that way you couldn't just say, oh, yeah, but it's, you know, they went for really smart people or whatever. Now, Dennis was already in the media and had a bit of attention, and he was travelling through Singapore at the time, and a reporter was with him, and they happened to be visiting a turtle farm in Singapore, and it was almost like a lightning bolt had hit Dennis, and he thought, oh, I can see it. And he turned to the reporter and said, this is exactly what we're going to do. I'm going to grow traders just like they grow turtles here in this turtle farm, and we're going to take a young trader, an undeveloped trader, and help grow them into great traders. And that's how they affectionately, this group of 20 people, got affectionately named the Turtle Traders. And I suppose one of Dennis's real skills was he had this ability to approach trading in a very systematic process, very scientific. He had a set of rules that really broke it down, and they answered those real basic questions that every trader has to answer. What am I going to trade? At what price am I going to trade it? And how am I going to exit? And among a whole other lot of things like money management and a lot of, you know, systematic ways to get into the market. He had these rules documented, and he worked with them and trained this initial group of people, the 20 of them, for 2 weeks. And then after 2 weeks, he gave them $1 million to trade with. But because it wasn't their money, and it was Richard Dennis's money, he said, look, you need to be following these rules. And it actually made it even easier for the traders because it wasn't their money and it was his trading system. They really felt like they needed to follow that system to the letter. And they ended up getting some tremendous results. I can remember one of them, there was an accountant from Virginia. Now, he wasn't one of the most successful traders that first started trading out with Richard, but like looking back now, I think from 1984 through to today, he manages over $1.5 billion in a mutual fund, and he's consistently made profits over that period. And it's not an isolated situation. Like, I mean, that story was echoed throughout that group, and some of those original turtles have just gone on to be some of the biggest fund managers, managing some of the biggest funds around the world. So with that in mind, I remember hearing that story when I first got started trading, and I thought, that's what I want to do. I want to help people get to a point because I know it can be taught, and that's I think there's been a perfect match with Justine and I. She really has managed to break the process down step by step that anyone can follow it, and the Online Trading Mastermind is all about giving the members, the Online Trading Mastermind group, a copy of Justine's trading plan and giving you that ongoing support and mentoring that you need to take your trading to the next level. So in the remainder part of this webinar, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about what's involved so you can make the right decision and decide whether or not joining the Mastermind is going to be right for you.
The first component that I wanted to talk about is the Smart Trading Plan and System Development Online course. Now, this is a course that Justine has already put together, so that course core content is already done. It includes Justine's Metastock mechanical trading systems, the actual codes, the entries, the exits, and it's both for her short-term trading system and also her longer-term trading system. So these are the systems that Justine is trading right now. You can see there was also, in addition to the actual course content, Justine's Metastock things, there's the comprehensive course notes. It'll take you through personal trading, her personal trading plan. There's audios that accompany that for each of the different modules, and there's supporting videos for each session as well. So no matter what way you learn, if you prefer to read, if you prefer to listen to MP3s, if you prefer to watch videos, however you like to learn, Justine's put all of this in there to take you through. So we're just going to jump over to Justine's computer now, and she can take you through what's involved in it, just so you can see what the actual course content is about. So I'll hand it over to you, Justine.
I want to share with you all about my Smart Trading Plan and System Development online course, because this is my ultimate course where I share everything with you. You get all my trading systems and strategies and the codes to my trading systems, and I feed you parts of my trading plan throughout the course. So I want to show you what's included in this course. When you purchase a course, you'll be emailed with a username and a password, and it's just a matter of going to the login page,
and entering these details into the course login and then logging into the course. And once you log in, you'll come to the course website. And in the course website, there's an introductory page that gives you information on the course and all the inclusions and the different things that are included within this course website. Now, the main part of the course website that you're going to be using most of the time is the course sessions. And when you click into the course sessions, there's 11 courses in here, as well as a MetaStock file download web page. And when you go to the MetaStock file download web page, this is where you get my MetaStock files to import into your MetaStock if you're using MetaStock with instructions. If you're not using MetaStock, further down the page I have all the codes of my systems that you can copy and paste and go and adapt to suit your charting software. Because not all my clients use MetaStock and they're able to set up my systems in their charting software. But if you are using MetaStock, then all the information is here for you to download. And then you want to go to the course sessions again, and you basically want to work through each course session one at a time. And in each course session, I just click into a session, there is a PDF file with notes to download. There is also an audio recording of my voice detailing everything that I'm teaching you in this session. And you can either press the play button and listen to it from this web page, or you can download the MP3 to your computer to listen off your computer or download to your MP3 player. And then there's a supporting video that supports every session. And it's just a matter of watching that video after you've been through the session. And all you have to do is press play and the videos will play. And you can stop them any time that you need to. But in these videos, I basically show you how I have everything set up that I've taught you in this session. Just going to go back through the sessions now and show you what I cover in this course. So in the different sessions, you have an introductory session, which will basically introduce you to the key concepts and the things that you need to know to actually start applying what I teach you. There's a session on trading plan development with my trading plan template, and it will go through my personal trading tools and trading routine with a video to show you what I do as part of my daily routine. Then there are three sessions on money management. Money management is the key to my success in the market, because you can't control the market. You can't control what's going to happen tomorrow. The only thing you can control is how you manage your risk and money in the markets. And in these sessions, I show you how I position size my trades, how I manage my stop losses, how I pyramid into positions, how I manage my heat in the market, and many more things. Then in session 6, I go through the final technical analysis, which is where I teach you about other indicators that I use to assist me with my trading decisions. And then I have a session on my weekly and my daily trading systems. So you'll get all the information all about my two main trading systems with the system codes, with all the details and the information straight out of my trading plan. And I have example trades in here. I show plenty of charts and you get videos to show you how I actually apply these systems into the market. And then once you've been trading for a while, you want to know how to actually evaluate your business of trading and know how you're performing as a trader. And I'll teach you how to do that in this session. And finally, I'll finish off teaching you about how to analyze indices and what you should do as part of a weekly routine to get a feel for what's happening out there in the marketplace. And I have a video to show you what I do as part of my weekly routine as well and how I have it all set up and streamlined. And then I'll give you the final things to help you finish off your trading plan and give you some steps as to what to do next. And you'll just love this course. I basically teach you everything that I do in the markets in this course and share it all with you. And also what's included in this website is there's a course videos page. So instead of having to go back to each session to find the videos, they are all collated into one page. So you've got the introductory videos that you can watch. You've got my daily routine video, information on how to use the position sizing calculator, how I apply my trailing stop loss in the market, the spreadsheet that I use to record and keep track of all my trades, the different indicators I use as part of my decision-making process, how I narrow down my weekly system scans and run a weekly system scan, how I run a daily system scan and use my trading rules to assist me with my choices, how I evaluate my performance in the market and understanding the statistics that you need to look at, and how I run my weekly routine and everything I have set up to do that. And finally, where next? Because once you complete this course, I don't want you to walk away with no support. So I have a few things available that you can continue on with after the course is finished.
As you can see, guys, there's just a wealth of information here. There really is. Justine's jam-packed exactly what it is that you need to learn to design your own trading system, or even model hers. That's where you can start off. I think what it is that we're trying to put together with this online trading mastermind is the complete package. So once you've actually learned how to get into a trade, how to get out of a trade, how to manage that trade, I suppose, is the next component. So the Smart Trader spreadsheet is something that she uses for her own trading to log everything from when she opens a trade all the way through to system analysis afterwards, so she can actually see how her trading systems are performed. So it all starts off with the setup management, and that includes things like stop losses and setting the right position size. So once she's identified, using all of the info that you'll learn in the Smart Trading Plan and System Development course, then once you know when to get into a share, you then need to go and actually apply it. So there's a setup component, and then there's the actual trade management. Once the trade's been opened, how do you keep an eye on it, making sure that you've got the appropriate trailing stops and you're using pyramiding and portfolio heat, all of this new material that you've learned in the trading plan course will then, I suppose, get put into application with these Smart Trader spreadsheets. And there's also the system analysis. So post you having already taken a few trades, you can then look back at your trading systems, and even if you're trading multiple trading systems, you can look at equity curves and system statistics. Now, I'm not going to go into too much detail because I want to let Justine, because she knows it inside and out, and you're going to learn from her, because as part of the package, there is a comprehensive user guide and there are educational videos, and she can just basically show you the way that you can apply it to your own trading. So I'll pass over to Justine and she can navigate you through that.
Yeah, great. I'll take you through the spreadsheet, because this spreadsheet I developed for my own personal use, for me to use, and clients just kept saying, I want a copy. How can I get my hands on it? I need something like this. And so I turned it into a product that and wrote a user guide and created some videos so that other people could benefit from it as well, because I couldn't find anything out there to do everything I wanted to do. So let me take you to the spreadsheet now and you can have a good look at it.
This is the Smart Trader spreadsheet, and it's a specialised trade management tool that's designed to make it easy for you to manage your trading systems and allow you to track, analyse and evaluate your performance in the market at any point in time. Now, I personally developed this spreadsheet because I could not find any other spreadsheet or software that could do everything that I wanted it to. So it has been tailored around my trading systems, but I have found that people that trade very similar to me can also use my spreadsheet. And when you receive the spreadsheet, you also receive a user guide. And the user guide is a detailed guide that goes through and teaches you how to use the spreadsheet. So if I go down to the contents page, in the contents page it has all the information that's included, from the basics of using the spreadsheet for the first time, a checklist to getting started, information on the spreadsheet, how you actually go about entering a trade, how you manage the spreadsheet, any additional information you need to know if you're opening an overseas trade or a foreign exchange trade, how you go about pyramiding in the spreadsheet, setting guaranteed stop loss orders, and so on. And also about how you evaluate your performance, and the calculators, the equity curve, and also what you do at the end of financial year when you want to close down the spreadsheet and start up a fresh one. And at any point in time, all you have to do is actually click on an item in the contents and it takes you to that page. But if you're someone that doesn't like to read through manuals, I have produced some educational videos as well to teach you how to use a spreadsheet. And there's 5 different videos here, from an overview right down to actually setting up a trade and any additional tips you need to know. And all you need to do is actually click on the video that you want to watch. And once the video loads, you just press the play button and you can watch the educational video. So going back to the spreadsheet now, let me give you a brief overview as to what's included in the spreadsheet. There's a range of worksheets down the bottom. The first one is the totals worksheet, and this is the one where you put the information in with your trading capital amount, and then the information about your different trading systems and how you want to split your capital up between the different trading systems if you have more than one. And this allows you to track how much capital you have available for each system, if you have any capital available left in total, as well as manage your portfolio heat, so you can manage your open market risk at all times. And this worksheet also summarises everything once you've got some trades set up. So currently this is a blank worksheet that you receive and there are no trades set up. So when it's time to set up a trade, you have the choice of a long worksheet, a short worksheet, or two foreign exchange worksheets. And it's just a matter of picking the type of trade that you're doing. So for example, if it's a long trade, you click on the long worksheet, you'd press your control key, and you'd copy the long worksheet, and then you'd fill in the information in here. So you usually start off by putting in the share code, the details on in the portfolio box about what system category it's coming from, how much percentage risk you're prepared to risk if it's margined, and then the initial purchase information. And then you've got stop loss management boxes that will manage the stop losses on the trade for you. And all you have to do each day is enter the current price if the price has changed, and if the share's made a new high, you enter this in because this links off your stop loss. So each time a new higher close is made, your stop loss will move up because it's linked to the average true range, and this hangs from the highest closing price of the trade based on the multiple that you set in this stop loss box. Or you can manually set whatever stop you would like. There's also pyramid boxes included and additional stop loss boxes if you want to split your stop losses up. There's guaranteed stop loss order boxes, so if you're trading CFDs and you use GSLOs, you can manage these. And then you've got your sale boxes, so you can sell out the trade more than once. And there's monitor boxes down the bottom that summarise all the details of the trade, as well as an open risk monitor box, a dividend box to enter dividend information, margin information, and a box to manage the total trade size so that you can make sure you don't exceed your maximum position size that you set out on a trade. And then down the bottom, you have diary entry areas where you can enter the reason why you open the trade, why you exit the trade, and any other additional notes. And I have example worksheets in here. You've got L1, S1, and FX1. So for the first time using this spreadsheet, you might like to check these out because you can actually see a completed worksheet in here. And you'll have one worksheet dedicated to each trade. Then there's the summary worksheet, and this is where once a trade is opened in the worksheet, you'll just copy it into this summary sheet and it will all be summarised on one page. And then once you've been trading for a while, you've got an evaluation worksheet, and this is where you can evaluate your performance as a trader and see all your statistics. So you can see your statistics as a whole, or you can look at your statistics based on the different trading systems you have set up in the totals worksheet. So the information's in here based on what your profitability is like, how much return that you're making on your capital, and then it breaks down between winning and losing trades. So how many winning trades you've had compared to losing trades, what the probability is in percentage terms, your average win size to your average loss size, your average hold time, and then it goes down to your average win to average loss ratios and your expectancies. And then going back down the bottom to the tabs, you also have a calculator tab. So the first thing I do before I open up any trade is I use this position size and calculator, and I simply just complete all the information in here, and it will tell me how many shares that I can buy, and it will make sure that it doesn't exceed my maximum position size. And on this same calculator page, you have a foreign exchange calculator. You also have cost and dividend calculators. So there's calculators for brokerage and guaranteed stop loss orders, and also working out dividends. And finally, you have an equity curve, and this is where you can plug in what your trading capital is at the end of each month, and it will plot it onto a curve for you. So the spreadsheet is like a trading diary, and you have one worksheet allocated per each trade that you undertake, and then everything is managed through the totals page and the evaluation worksheet. I have received fantastic feedback on this spreadsheet from clients telling me how they can't live without it, because it will make your trade management so much easier. Because all professional traders have good record keeping structures, and this spreadsheet will do exactly that for you.
I think what you can start to see by watching those types of videos, like, it gets me a little bit excited, because I see if you're currently trading and you're not getting the success that you're hoping for or that you have dreamed that you would once you became a professional trader, and then you look at these videos and realize, hang on, I'm not monitoring my trading system in the same way as Justine is, then maybe that could be one of those key pieces that you just haven't quite got right. So I think the spreadsheet is a really good addition to the course. And I think the final component, and perhaps one of the most important, and when I think about the way the Turtle Stories worked and the way that when we first opened up the online trading mastermind, the feedback that we were getting was having some sort of way that people could get some regular feedbacks and interaction and some more coaching. And that's where the Smart Traders Mastermind comes into play. And this, I suppose, is made up of a few different modules. And the first is there's live quarterly calls. They go for at least an hour and a half with Justine. It can be longer, and it includes, you know, notes that detail exactly what's covered in the call, and there's supporting videos as well. Justine, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about, you know, the feedback that you get from these calls and what you include.
Yeah, because what I wanted to do with the mastermind is I didn't want people to walk away with just get the information like you do. You go to these courses that you go, might be a weekend or wherever, and that's it. There's nothing afterwards. My goal with teaching my clients is to continue to support them through the process, and that was one of my reasons for setting up my mastermind. And with that mastermind, I have quarterly teleconference calls. They run for about an hour and a half, and they'll be based on whatever is happening in the marketplaces at this current time with the market trends, how I've been trading it, sharing my best and worst trades for the last quarter. At end of financial year, I share my entire trading results and do a review of my Smart Trader spreadsheet and put a video together that all the Mastermind members can watch before the call. And I also provide notes that everybody's got, so when we get on the call, they've got something in front of them to start off with to discuss. Sometimes we have a particular topic, or I might bring somebody in to talk with, a guest speaker. Other times I even have some of my Mastermind members involved, and they share their trades as well. But my whole goal of those calls is basically to share any changes I've made to my trading plan, showcase my trades, and basically continue to help my clients with their trading. So I wanted to have that support, and that's what those teleconference calls are for. And we dedicate them once a quarter, because over a quarter we've had a good trading period to really go back and have a look at and analyse, and I always leave time for question and answers in there as well.
Yeah, so they actually get the ability and chance to interact with you if they've got any pressing issues.
That's right. So through the teleconference calls as well as the discussion forum in between time.
Yeah, which I think the discussion forum is another really key piece. And I think if you have a look at this, it's one of those closed forums. There's plenty of different forums out there that are open to the public, and every man and his dog is in there, and they're all claiming to be, you know, self-proclaimed gurus, and you don't know who to trust and who to listen to. And I always find I get the most out of a forum when it's more of a closed community and you know who's involved. So that way it's almost like they're more accountable for what it is that they're posting. And additionally, having had the same training, once you guys purchase and you go through Justine's course, you're going to have the same training and you're all going to be on the same page. And I think, again, building on our previous experience with the online trading mastermind when we set up the forum last time, in the early days as well, it's hard to generate those questions and get the ball rolling, and some forums you hop into and it feels a little bit like a ghost town. But Justine's already got members in there. There's already well over 800 posts in there. And if you can imagine, if someone's got a particular question about something in Justine's course, chances are that they've asked it on the forum. So if you've got any questions, you can start off by checking there and get the answers that you're looking for really, really quickly. So what sort of feedback do you get from that forum, Justine, and how active are you in there participating?
I check the forum most days. What my goal of the forum was for people to be able to ask me questions, but for people to also meet other people, and you're all like-minded people. I didn't want every man and his dog to be part of this forum. I only wanted dedicated people that have all done my courses, all on the same wavelength and all have the same goals. So it's bringing that like-minded community together, and I'm there to support them and answer questions. And every now and then I'll add a current trade that I might have done. I'll post up an index chart. People will ask questions. I try to get people to introduce themselves so everybody gets to know a little bit about each other when they first become a member of the forum, because you'll find that might start a discussion as well. And some people are using different charting software, so they're able to discuss, well, how did you do this and how did you do that? So it helps people connect as well, that may be using different software or different things and using my systems.
And when you think about trading, like, trading can be quite a solitary endeavor, and that's a lot of feedback that we get from people is saying they like the community feel, the ability to connect with someone and reach out to someone who's on the same page. You might not be getting that good positive feedback from family and friends and, you know, why are you doing this crazy thing? What are you committing to? But when you've got that community of people all with that common goal, I think that's really when you start to make some good steps forward to achieving your goal. And the forum itself, it's like I said, there's a wealth of information in there because you've got the 800 posts. And in addition to that, there's all the previous recordings from your teleconferences as well. So there's well over 15 hours of content where you can look at real trades and get up to speed with where everybody else is up to. And this is something that just will pretty much take your learning to a new level, because once you learn Justine's system, then you can look at, well, how are people actually trading it in the real world? And this is over 2 years. Like, these calls go back for close to 2 years now, so it's not something that's just, you know, just getting started. This is all proven content, and Justine's been honing her skills and developing this system for many years now. I think the system development course, the smart trading plan and system development course has evolved, the spreadsheets have evolved, the mastermind has evolved, and I think it really adds to a whole melting pot of information that just gets brain dumped on you, and could potentially, if you can take it and you're happy to work through it, could make you the trader that you're really looking to be. There's other different benefits in there as well, you know, different member specials that pop up. You know, you can get one-on-one coaching with Justine, and there's different courses and other surprise bonuses. And did you have any more that you wanted to add, Justine, for the Smart Traders Mastermind?
I mean, basically, it's just my support group where I can support everyone. And if I do run a special teleconference at any stage, I always put everything out to my Mastermind members first of anything additional that I'm doing, and usually give it to them at a special price if it's going out to the public. So they're always the first to get everything. So they're the people that I want to support ongoing. And because I've been running for 2 years, I've recorded every call that I've run, and they're all up there. So it can bring people up to speed as to what's already been covered in previous calls as well.
Yeah. So as I'm sure you guys are beginning to see, the whole package for the Online Trading Mastermind really is quite comprehensive. It starts off with the Smart Trading Plan and System Development course. And Justine, you took me through when we were chatting off-air the process that you've evolved this system up over time. Like, it's not, to get to where it is now, it's gone through quite a few revisions. Maybe you can bring us up to speed on that.
Yeah, I mean, I never set out to be an educator. I set out to be a trader, and people just kept coming to me and asking me to teach them, because I was part of trading groups, and me being a bit of a person that when I get passionate about something, I want to tell everybody. So I'm always the one up there speaking at the trading groups and showcasing my trades and organising things. And I had a few people from the trading groups say, can you teach me? I want you to take me to where you are. I want it to be educated, and I want you to mentor me. And it just sort of evolved from there with me just doing one-on-ones, and they tell somebody else, and it kept going. And then I got asked to teach at the local evening colleges, and it just developed all around there. And then I became too busy, and then I became pregnant, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I can't keep up with this. I love teaching and love trading, and because trading's only, you know, 30 to 40 minutes out of my day, I had the time to teach. But once a baby was coming along, that time wasn't quite there anymore. So, and I'm thinking, how can I continue to help my clients when I know I might not be able to be present for them, or, you know, while I'm having a baby and I've got this little baby at home? So I ran a teleconference course. And so all those people that were on my waiting list, we ran the program as a teleconference course, and they got so much out of it, and they said, can we do some more of this? And that's how the mastermind evolved. And I said to them, would you be interested if I put together a support group and we continue these teleconferences quarterly? Yeah. And they said yes, like And so the mastermind evolved from there. And so I was running the courses, the main course as a teleconference, but what I found is people didn't, you know, having to wait for the next one to start, or they were coming to me when one was halfway in between, that in the end I thought, well, I'm not helping people here because it could be a six-month wait for the next one. So I ended up having them turned into MP3 recordings and re-recorded and turned into this online course now, so that people, as soon as they buy it, they can go online and they can do it then and there.
Yeah.
And then they're part of my mastermind community as well, that I can continue to support. And they can be a part of that for as long as they choose to be each year. And also, you know, wanting to support people with the trading records as well, with the spreadsheet, because it's one thing to know what to do. It's another thing to know where you're at with your trading, because you've got to manage your risk in the market. So my whole goal for me is that's what my spreadsheet does. It manages, it's like my trading plan in the spreadsheet, basically. I can't live without it. I look at it each day and I know where my portfolio head is. I know how much capital I have available. I've got the position size and calculator based on what my capital, where my capital is at that very moment, based on the positions I have open. So it basically tracks for me all the time, and I know if I can trade or not. So when David came to me and you know, I wanted to package something together where I was able to basically give it all to you, or all my keys to success, basically, of what's made me a successful trader.
Yeah, and I think those three pieces of the puzzle there fit together so well. You've got the core training, and then you've got the management of the trades and your system as you get going, and then you've got the ongoing support, which I think really that's what most people are looking for, especially when they're starting out. Someone who they can bounce ideas off, someone who they can get some feedback on and say, here's what I'm doing, and that like-minded community. So really impressed with what you've done.
I mean, some of the rave reviews that we got from the first group were just spectacular, and I think it goes back to what our initial objective was with the Online Trading Mastermind and growing traders, just like Richard Dennis did with the Turtle Traders. We're doing the same thing again, and here's some of the results. I'll let you perhaps take through some of them, Justine.
Yes, I always love hearing from my clients, you know, after they complete a course and program, and I encourage my clients to email me, and if you're part of the mastermind, you know, continually add postings to that and contributing to that. And when I get emails from clients, you know, it really inspires me that, you know, I am sharing what I do for a reason, because I love what I do. And when I am also able to motivate and inspire clients with their own trading and help them become successful traders, you know, I get excited about that. So this was some of the emails that I got back after the clients had been through the online trading mastermind program last year. They sent me some lovely emails wanting to let me know, you know, how much the program has helped them. So this is from one of my clients in South Africa. I do have clients all over the world. You know, I've got clients in America, Europe, Asia, and so on. So, as well as Australia and New Zealand as well. So Gavin said to me, you know, he needed some assistance with setting up a scan and identifying trades and timing his exits. And the course gave him an insight into both those issues. And additionally, you know, he loved my swing trading system idea, and that distracted him from fiddling with the longer term trades, and that was one of the reasons why I developed it too, so I could leave my long term system alone. And he said the course really resonated with him. He was looking forward to having me as a trading coach and mentor for the foreseeable future. And you know, when I get clients respond to me about like that, it really inspires me and encourages me to continue to share what I'm doing, and that's why the mastermind is also so important, so that I can continue to coach and mentor my clients. And this one came from Barry in Australia. He'd done many courses and spent vast amounts of money on trading education over the last 10 years. I can relate to that. And I have to say that the Online Trading Mastermind program has taught me more than I have learnt from all previous learning experiences. I found that your approach to trading makes so much sense, unlike most of the others, and I'm looking forward to putting the system into action. Justine, thank you so much for sharing your trading, and I'm very pleased with the course. And I've got another one in here from Jim in Australia. The Online Trading Mastermind program is a real inspiration. I have been trading for a number of years and have been lectured by many well-known trading mentors, and I have to say your videos and notes are in a class of their own. I only wish I had discovered you earlier. I look forward to introducing other members of my family to you and your system. Congratulations and thank you. So I really appreciate those clients sharing that feedback with me.
Yeah, we'll have some more on the site as well. So on the order form, where we'll talk about what's inside the Online Trading Mastermind, we'll list some of the other great feedback that we've got as well. I suppose now it's just a question that you might have is, well, how much is it going to cost to get started? What's the investment price? And to join the Online Trading Mastermind, so $1,697 Australian, and it's a one-time fee, so it's not something that you just, you know, have to pay that every year or anything like that. And it includes a 30-day, 100% money-back guarantee. I think that gives you enough time to get in, start working your way through the course, start applying what it is that you're learning, and then even depending on how quickly you move through it, you can sort of start to maybe even place your first trade. Because when you think about it, for the investment price, it's only going to take one or two profitable trades and the course could effectively pay for itself. And I think with that money-back guarantee, it really does reduce that risk. Justine hasn't done a huge amount of the money-back guarantee, but if you've invested in any of my programs in the past, you're familiar that I always like to offer that 100% money-back guarantee. So it gives us a chance to say, look, we stand behind this 100%, and I know once you get inside the mastermind that you're going to absolutely love it. All we ask is if you find it isn't right for you for any reason, within 30 days, just let us know before the next mastermind call. So Justine has these quarterly calls where she'll update how her trading's going, what tweaks she's made to her system. So it's only fair that obviously we keep that for people who stay on as part of the mastermind. And that call, the next call, is scheduled for the 29th of September 2011. So if you let us know before then, you'll get a full refund. It just gives you an opportunity to jump in, check it out, make sure it's right for you, and then feel confident that you've made the right decision. And that's really what this whole presentation was all about. I don't want to put any special time pressure on or any sort of extra pressure. I want you to have a chance to make a real informed decision. If this is what you feel is right for you, then you can make that decision up front so when we do open it up, and you can go ahead and jump on board.
I suppose I know there's probably going to be a few questions floating around in your head, and we've had a few of them emailed in, so we just wanted to answer the top questions that came through just to make sure that you guys make an informed decision when you decide to go ahead. So I think the first question that we've got is, what markets is this course for? So perhaps you can jump in, Justine, and let us know what markets is this for?
Well, I primarily trade shares and CFDs, so the course is all about trading shares basically, and CFDs are just a simulated share market. So you treat shares and CFDs the same, and I trade them exactly the same way. And you can replicate it across any market. It doesn't matter what country you're in. I trade the Australian market and the US market with my systems, but you can trade any market around the world with these systems because it's all, you know, it's all trend trading. You can also, if you are trading other instruments, I've had clients that have started off in my course and then they wanted to go into foreign exchange or another highly leveraged instruments. You've got the backing there. You understand how shares trend. You understand what you're looking for. You know what sort of entry signal. The things that may change might be your position sizing and how you manage a stop loss because it's going to be highly leveraged, so you would manage things slightly differently from that end. But my course would give you a really good grounding if you wanted to move into another instrument. And that might be an evolution process, or you might just be happy, like myself, with shares and CFDs. I mean, I've been down the path of other instruments, and it's finding things that suit you and suit your lifestyle. And basically, I mean, anything that can be charted can be traded with my systems. You may just change a few rules when it comes to the money management. It's the two M's there, depending on the leverage of the instrument that you're trading.
Yeah, I think that hits the nail on the head because ultimately when you break down successful trading systems, there are those core components which Justine covers in this course. So as long as you've got something in place for those core components, you can almost like just break out little modules, what works for certain markets and what doesn't work. So I think no matter where you're at with your trading, this is something worth looking at, which I suppose leads to the next question. What sort of skill level is required? Like your training goes through the process from start to finish, but who do you think this is probably best pitched at for what skill level?
I mean, it's really targeted at somebody that really wants to trade the market successfully. I mean, you may have already been trading and you're not achieving the results you want to. You're at a stage where you've got paralysis by analysis. You just don't know where to start now, and you need to stop and start fresh again. You're one of the advanced traders where you've tried a whole lot of instruments and you still need the extra guidance because you're confused now. Basically, probably if I had to say which level, I'd say the intermediate level, and for people that love charting, because I am a chartist and I use technical analysis. But in saying that, even if you're a beginner and you're starting fresh, you're in a good place because you haven't been through and you don't have that, you're starting fresh and maybe you don't have to go through the mistakes because you're learning from somebody that's made them themselves, or you're coming in after being on your own journey already. So, I mean, my goal is to basically take you through, all my trading system, my trading plan. I give you chunks of my trading plan throughout the course and really get you educated and focused on my rules. And it's one thing to have my system codes. It's another to know what to do with them. So it's what I do with those codes and my rules that go with them and my money management that makes the whole thing successful. And that's what I'm bringing all together.
You mentioned the codes, and I know they're tailored for MetaStock, and a lot of my subscribers do use MetaStock, but you touched on it briefly in one of the earlier videos, but just want to readdress it. Do you need to own MetaStock for this to work for you?
No, you don't. I mean, I've got some clients using other charting software that basically were able to transcribe the MetaStock code and put it into their software. It depends on what your software capabilities are, because I mean there's certain types of charting software that you've got grey boxes, black boxes and toolboxes, and MetaStock is a toolbox where you have the freedom to code it as you desire. You can code your own indicators, you can code experts to put arrows on the charts, you can code your own scans. So if you've got software that can code a scan and you've got the freedom to code it freely, it's not a set of tick boxes. That's what a grey box would be, where you're limited to a set of tick boxes and you might not be able to code the entire system. But if it's a system where you've got the freedom to code whichever way you want and it is a toolbox, then no, you don't necessarily have to own MetaStock.
Yep. Cool. And I'm just wondering if you could speak to the people who, people out there really looking for get-rich-quick schemes and they want to go to a weekend course and be a super trader by Monday morning, returning a few hundred percent. What are your thoughts? If someone was to say, are you going to make me rich by buying this course? What are your comments to something like that?
I mean, I can't guarantee I'm going to make anybody rich. I mean, I can basically teach people exactly what I'm doing to make my money in the stock market, and that's what my goal is. And I can't guarantee that you're going to do the same way, because I can't control what people do. I can't control how you're going to be emotionally once you get your money in the market and what you're going to do. But if you can, take everything that I've learnt and really work on yourself as a trader, and yes, there's going to be work involved because you've got to learn this stuff. And you've got to take the time to do that. So you do have to put some effort in, and you might even spend some time paper trading it or trading with a small account to start with. So you don't want to jump in there with a huge, large account until you've got the confidence with it all. So it's a process that you have to go through. And I want my clients to become rich, but I can't guarantee, because, you have to have the emotional stability and to be able to do this as well.
Yeah, I think the other thing, like having dug into your course, that I do like about it most is you put it together like I would put it together the way that you want to be taught. Like, I know we talked about this before. When you put this together, you were helping friends and family, and that's kind of how it started off. And you put it together, this course, as the way that you would like to be taught. So there's no fluff, there's no hiding behind anything. Here's what we're doing, here's the way that I do it, and here are my logged results as well. So the proof really being in the pudding.
Mm, and as I said, in, you know, my early journey, I've been to, in those early days, I spent a lot of money on a lot of courses, and a lot of it was a waste of time too. And I basically thought, you know, if I'm going to teach, I want to teach the way that I would have wanted to be taught, just as you said, David.
Yeah. I think I wanted to add an extra point in here that I added in. If you're in financial trouble as well, if you're down to your last, you know, $2,000 and you're hoping to buy this course and have it bail you out overnight, my suggestion is that you shouldn't buy if you're in that situation for a couple of reasons. One, if you're under any sort of financial stress, typically speaking, if you're trying to trade a trading system, that's when you'll get most emotional. You really do need to have your emotions under control, and what you're trading with, you need to be detached. I wouldn't try and think, right, I'm buying this course and now I need to make a living to cover my rent and cover my food for next week. And also, in addition to that, you need some money together for a trading float as well. So I think that's a question I probably should have added in here, Justine. But for someone when they're starting out, what sort of trading float do you think someone should have when getting started?
Yeah, I usually say between 10 to 20,000. I mean, you've got to think about it. You want to be able to take 4 to 5 trades. And also not have brokerage be a high percentage of that either, because shares, trading's not a zero-sum game. You've got brokerage costs involved too, and if brokerage costs are a large percentage of your trade size, you need a large rise in the stock to make up for your brokerage costs. So if you had a $10,000 account, you could then have 4 to 5 positions at $2,000 to $2,500 each. If you had a $20,000 account, then you're looking at $4,000 to $5,000 for 4 to 5 positions. If brokerage costs are $40 in, like $40 total, like $20 in, $20 out, then on roughly a $2,000 trade, that's about 1.6% that you'd need the share to rise to make up for your brokerage costs. So that's just something to think about, because, I mean, you do have brokerage costs in there, and when you do hit that losing trade, you've got to make up for the loss on the last trade plus the brokerage costs on that trade and the other one that's coming up. And if you are having that in financial difficulties, you will trade emotionally. And that's why I talked about emotional stability before, because when you basically, if you've got money worries and you have to make money in the market and you're forced to make money, you won't make money.
Yeah.
Because you will do things you shouldn't do and make irrational decisions. You know, you'll basically you won't let your profits run, because you will fear losing those profits. And that's why we talk about trading is emotional, because when you get your money in the market, it's amazing what you will do.
Yeah.
You might know what you should do, but what you actually do could be a whole nother story.
We're going to have to do another call on psychology, Justine, because I know that's an area that you've mastered as well. And I think a lot of people, they'll try and do some paper trading or something like that, and then when it comes to actually having their money in the market, it's a completely different game, and I've heard you talk about that before. So I think that's something that we'll need to add in. In the tail end of this video, and we've pretty much, I hope we've clearly articulated what it is in the Online Trading Mastermind that people will be getting, because I want people to make sure that they've made that informed decision that, yes, this is right for them. I've done my research on Justine, and I know she's the real deal. You know, I've looked into the back end of the course and checked out the course and looked at the different testimonials and seen the proof, all that type of stuff that you guys have done as well. And that's the biggest thing that I wanted to bring to you as you're watching this, is to show you, you know, you can't fake this type of stuff. This is the real deal. And I only promote things that I believe in. And that's why I feel like the Online Trading Mastermind 2.0, this is the evolution from where it was that we really wanted to take the Online Trading Mastermind, but we didn't get to quite do it. She really has got everything documented. There's loads of testimonials on her site, and I'm going to put some on the Online Trading Mastermind as well, so you guys can see that proof. And I think from the recent feedback that we're getting, if you've been following along and you watched the first couple of videos and then you downloaded some of the material from the teleconference, you're starting to, I know, feel confident that this is going to be something for you. So I suppose the question is, where to from here? How do you actually sign up? The people that have already decided that it's right for them and they just want to hop in, we'll let you know, I'll send you the link and let you know where you can sign up. If, though, you want to still do a little bit more research, like
that's the reason for getting this video out a little bit early, so that you can do that research first, have a real clear head and decide very much up front if this is going to be right for you. Depending on what time and when you watch this video, you can head to the Online Trading Mastermind and sign up for the early bird link. So before we actually open this up to the general public, you'll be able to click through, check out the website, find out exactly what's offered, which we're just going to recap what is in this video here, and then you can go ahead and sign up before everybody else gets it. But the actual registration, it's going to open up on at 10 a.m. on the 8th of September. That's Melbourne, Australia time. So don't feel like you need to order straight away. Like, we're not sort of limiting a certain number of spots. You know, we've got enough room and capacity now that we've been through a few times to take on a good group of traders. So you don't have to sign up straight away within the first few hours or anything like that. So don't stress too much if you're in a different time zone and that type of thing. Just as soon as you can, try and get to the website as close as possible. We are going to have some fast action bonuses. We did this last time, and the reason for that is we want to make sure that we reward people who take action as well, because when you think about it, trading is really all about making decisions and making the right decision at the right point in time. When you get an entry signal and you've just got to enter into that trade because your trading system says that it's the right thing to do, you just need to jump in and do it. So what I want to do is reward that behavior of people who are ready. You know, we're giving you plenty of time to think about this. So if you decide that the Online Trading Mastermind is right for you, then when we do open up for the first three people who purchase, you're going to get a one-on-one coaching session with Justine. So you'll actually get on the phone. It'll either be on Skype or it'll be on the phone, depending on sort of how it works out. But you'll get a chance to chat with Justine, and you can. It's probably a good idea to go through the course first, so that way you can get some of your biggest questions answered. And that might just be just what you need to break through to the next level. Considering, I don't even know, Justine, do you do any one-on-one coaching anymore, or is it only through the Mastermind?
No, I do it with clients. People can purchase at any time, because some people like to do some trade coaching at the end of financial year and review their trades and see if I can identify any weaknesses. A lot of people, after they do the course and start writing their trading plan, like me to look over their trading plan. So that's where the one-on-one coaching can be used as well, for me to review your trading plan. So you can use it in any way.
How
that
much
you...
How is it normally?
$200 an hour.
Yeah. So as you can see, like, I mean, to get some coaching with Justine, it's a great value add right there. And also, Justine's book, which we talked about in the last couple of webinars, this idea of how you can get a free copy, and we're going to give some free copies to the first 10 people that sign up to the coaching program as well. So you get a signed copy from Justine. That'll be just something, I think it'll be a great primer for what you're about to go through when you go through the Online Trading Mastermind, and a little bit of a memento that you can look back and just go, yep, that was a real turning point for me. So you want to definitely mark that date down in your calendar that I talked about, and as soon as it opens up, I'd make sure that you go ahead and join the Online Trading Mastermind. We might finish up, Justine. I don't know if you've got any final words that you wanted to add in.
Oh, we've covered so much over these webinars. That's definitely for sure. So, and you know, I've already shared such fantastic information. So if you really want to get to know more about my trading systems and get the codes and all my trading rules and basically my trading plan, then the Online Trading Mastermind is it, and you'll continually get support from me as well and have that good record keeping structure with my Smart Trader spreadsheet, because that's another key part to trading, is knowing where you're at in the market all the time.
Well, I suppose we'll wrap it up there. I really hope you guys are in a situation to take advantage of this opportunity, and we look forward to seeing you inside the Online Trading Mastermind. Thanks, Justine.
Thank you, David.